5 for 3760 Augusta National Drive.
Bravo.
So, I'm good. Get into the tunnel. Oh, here they come. Boy, there's a bunch of them. There's four, beautiful flames, beautiful lights came at me. They were all purple. And there's just like so many lights, whitish colored lights. And they're leading me, it's kind of like a moving sidewalk of lights, and I'm being pulled ahead. And then coming at me is, it looks like forms of human beings, but they're not. They're light forms, and as they're getting close, I know they're light forms. It's just from a distance, it kind of has a silhouette of some kind of a human form. They're releasing this green rectangular light. It was up above my head, and now they've lowered it. And it's like a whole chamber of green that comes down with it. And I'm being led to step inside there. It's an escalator. Well, okay. It's a beautiful throne that I'm seeing. And it's a throne, like, it's in a material form. And it's covered with jewels and different gemstones, and it has this huge, it's a throne, it's a big seat, and it's beautiful. There's three steps up around it, and it's a circular form around it. Sits in the middle of these steps and it falls in a circle. And then on the throne is this purple light. And it looks like robes and things. I mean, you barely make out an image, but it's all in purples. And this is a female energy. Behold, it is I, Esther. I come forth to you at this time from that of the Melchizedek energies and that of the energies of the Akashic records, for it is within the Akashic records that you stand now before me, and I say to you that it is a glorification unto my being that I may present myself to you. I have come forth for you and your book, as I too have my message. It may seem controversial in your earth plain at this time, but it is a message that needs to be spoken. I come forth with a message which is called dominion. And as it is written within your holy statutes and of the holy books, it is written of the dominion of the earth and how this dominion was given unto mankind, as to have dominion over all of the earth and all that dwells upon the earth, and all that is within the earth, and all that is within the universe. For this was a gift that was bestowed upon mankind from the beginning of its creation of this earth. And I say to you that mankind had chosen, through that as a parable of Adam and Eve, which indeed it was a parable, and that of what is written of eating the forbidden fruit was also a parable. For it was mankind who had chosen, as it has come forth in truth by the messengers who have spoken before me, that mankind chose to partake of that of the tree of knowledge and not of that of the tree, or the spirit, if you will, of everlasting life, therefore constituting the curse of time. But not only of this, I wish to clarify further that mankind, in making this choice, gave over his power and dominion of the earth and gave it unto that of the one who is in darkness, and which is referred to as Lucifer. Lucifer was held in high esteem by the Creator and was like unto the Creator himself. It was through the great heavenly war that Lucifer had come upon this earth and placed it in darkness. It was for the Creator to come forth and radiate light upon this earth to counterbalance and to save the planet and to create life forms here through heavenly planes and incarnated souls to come forth upon the earth and inhabit this garden, if you will. And it was for them to counterbalance the evil. But in so doing, rather than their obeying or to even listen as to what the Creator was saying, they so carefully, carelessly gave their power and dominion of the earth over, as I said, to Lucifer. This was the beginning. And now that we are near the division of the earth and the earth's plane and of the karma which is rising up upon the earth, mankind has fallen and stirred within themselves a certain nature, and it is from fear, it is from anger, it is from being placed upon this planet in its condition and being expected to right the wrongs that were brought forth from prior times. We from the spiritual realm understand this, and that is why we are here. We come forth to help you, and we come forth to glorify you. We cannot, from our spiritual realm, intervene with that of light and dark, but we can give our energies and our love and healing toward those of the planet, unto all the souls upon the planet at this time, for you do have our compassion, and we do understand your confusion and your anger. And I say this is to be expected. But you have no time, truly, to place much energy into your anger, for you must make ready for what is to come, and to try with all that you have within you to fight for your power and to fight for your soul and to fight for what is right, and even to fight for the Creator, for it is not your flags of your countries that I speak to you of. It is combating that of evil. For it is rampant in all societies, in all nations, all countries, all over the world. There's many of you that question, indeed, the beginnings of the Creator, or why the Creator would allow such things to happen, such wars, such disease, such pain within your hearts, such unhappiness in your family lives, or even in the jobs that you are now undertaking. I say to you that if you are waiting for divine intervention, this will certainly not be so. For it is given unto you your own intervention, and it is given to you divinely. In the past, your power, your dominion, you gave it away. How many times do you expect to be given this power? For you are living in the aftermath of what was cast aside so carelessly so long ago. Your anger should be directed at those in the beginning, the originators, who gave this power away, for they thought they were knowledgeable. They thought they were wise in doing so, for they were quite deceived. And you say to yourself, how could they be so ignorant? How could they be deceived? Well, look around you, for there's deceit everywhere, and through your media and through your journalism, you cannot believe what you see. You cannot believe what you read. You cannot believe what you hear. For all this can be altered, and it can look so clearly like the truth. And this is why this book that we have spoken of will contain each word, the truth. There will be those of you who will scorn and make fun, and I say we will pray for you. But there will be others who perhaps can only hear with their soul one praise, one thought form, and it will change their life. For if there is anything of heaven and earth that we could do, we would do it. We would do it for you. We would gladly do this. But it must come from you. For you have incarnated upon this earth. It is for you to overcome your own deeds. And you are the ones who must do this for yourselves and for what is yet to come. I pray that my words will be heard, and the meaning will be held dearly to your heart. For I have come to you in truth, and I know exactly where your pain is. I have incarnated upon this earth many times. I have borne children. I have fought wars. I was a queen within my own rights. And I paid my dues. I had great suffering. but so much is learned through heartbreak. Do not put your faith in mankind, for mankind has its own nature, does it not? Put your faith in that of the Creator, for all that is good has come from the Creator. And all that is love has come from the Creator. How can mankind in his nature accuse the Creator of befalling such pain and sorrow upon a planet that was created in love? Remember that you have done this to yourselves. Take back your dominion. I thank you so dearly for hearing me and for your patience. I ask your permission to come forth in the future of your years, for I will armor you. I will empower you. I rain down blessings of great love. You have made me most happy. Ship's going out. Or rather, I'm going out. They're waving. It was so good.
Bye.
It was like, I don't know, about six of them that came up this way, and then there was all these lights that brought me up there. And then this rectangular green light, it comes right down between me and the five or six spirits that were there. And I don't know if I said that on the tape or not, but the green light came down, you know, the rectangle, but as it came down, it's just like a big rectangular cubicle thing that comes down, and it's all in lights. And then I stepped onto it, and it's like an elevator. It raises me up, and it takes me up to this level that had, and I meant to say something, because it was like the floor was gold, was gold. And I remember the reason in there was a long time ago, there used to be a song, "The streets were paved in gold," or something like that. But anyway, it looked like gold, light, you know. And then right up there was this big circle, and then three steps up, each one's a circle, right? And then right in the middle was this beautiful, beautiful throne, this chair. It was so ornate. I have no idea what kind of gems or whatever. And she sat on that throne so regally. It was just, but it was all in lights, but you know, all in purple. So she's from the purple flame, I guess. She didn't say that, but. Oh, she's so beautiful. Her energy was so beautiful. The last part, there was the last part, because she she held out her hand to me. I kneeled down before her, and she held out her hand to me, and that whatever the last part was about, I thank you for coming, or I'm going to bless the empowerment, and that was to me. That was.